It's another edition of the Erie County Medical Center podcast series, True Care Healthcast. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Good news, ECMC is the only medical center in the Buffalo area to offer a new liver and bile duct surgery called hepatobiliary surgery. So let's learn more about this with Dr. Ahmad Zarora, a surgeon and multi-transplant surgeon at ECMC. Dr. Zarora, thank you for your time. So you specialize in hepatobiliary surgery. Can you explain to us what that is?
Thank you. So hepatobiliary surgery is the surgery which is done on the liver and biliary tree. So that usually includes any type of surgery done on the liver or biliary tree for benign or malignant tumor and diseases.
Gotcha. Then who is a good candidate for this type of surgery?
So the patients who require hepatobiliary surgery, those type of patients is the patients who have liver tumor from benign origin or a malignant origin, like if they have a hepatoma or have an abscess in the liver or have a tumor in the liver, or those the other type of patients who have biliary tree problem, which they have like a cyst or difficult type of biliary tree disease, like when they have some sort of stricture and they need to have a reconstruction and do a new connection between the biliary tree and continue that with the bowel instead of going through the strictures.
So can you tell us about this type of surgery? Is this minimally invasive?
So it has two parts usually. So some operation can be done minimally invasive, like when we do liver resection, small liver resection, or a little bit depend how and where is that tumor or the benign mass we need to excise. So left lateral segment of the liver, we usually do that through the laparoscope, through small incisions, and we make small incisions down in the lower abdomen to get the specimen out, because the specimen will be around 15 to like 20 centimeters sometimes. But we do all our dissection through the small holes, which each one like about half centimeter or 1 centimeter. And then we put the tumor or the piece of the liver inside the bag and extract that bag from the lower abdomen incision. And that will not affect the how it looks like from outside.
So how is this procedure different from traditional open procedures? What are the main benefits of hepatobiliary surgery?
So we still do it some. Sometimes we need to do it an open when there is a tumor or the cancer is near the major vessels and the risk for bleeding is high. So those times we need to do an open procedure. But the good thing that now we can do like part of the liver surgery through the minimal invasive technique, which decrease the hospital stay, decrease the requirement for pain medicine, and go back to work earlier. So the hospital stay will be less, pain management will be less, need for narcotics, and going back to work and normal life will be just quicker.
Less pain, shorter recovery time, that's always a benefit. So you're building the only biliary practice in Buffalo, as this type of surgery is only available at ECMC in our area. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Buffalo area, before a couple of years, there was no one doing a liver surgery here. And we start building hepatopancreatic biliary practice here, which means doing all type of liver surgery and pancreas tumor surgery. We built this unit between me and Dr. Butch and Dr. Guidos. Between the three of us, we will cover any type of tumor happen in the pancreas or in the liver or any type of the foregut or in GI system, gastrointestinal system. And that will go through multidisciplinary approach. So when we get the referral for a case, we discuss this case usually in big meeting once a week. And during that meeting, we will have oncology and radiology and interventional radiology and genetics people and hepatology and gastroenterology people also in the same conference. So we will approach any type of tumor through all those expert people. So we have most of the expertise in the same place, and then we put a plan for management. Like if this patient required to go surgery first, or we can do sometime we need more information, like we ask our colleague and through the interventional radiologist to get us a tissue to do, to know what's the exact type of tumor is that. That will help us to decide which approach we need to do.
Right, which is really important. So I guess the good news is people don't have to drive out of town now to get this type of surgery. They can get it right here.
Yeah, before we start building this practice, patients require to travel for at least 5 to 6 hours to go to the closest center can do this type of surgeries. And the good thing, I start to do the hepatobiliary practice for the pediatric age group, which no one was able to do that here. Most of the cases was transferred to different states to do this type of surgery. But nowadays, almost all the liver cases, I have been doing those cases here. And there is no need for sending those type of patients to another centers or far away practices.
Right. So last question, Dr. Zarora, and thank you so much for your time. You specialize in kidney, complex liver, and bile duct surgery. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. So after I did my general surgery, I did a fellowship for 2 years fellowship in transplant, abdominal organ transplant. That was in Ohio State. I was specialized there in a kidney transplant, pancreas, and vascular access, and do also liver transplant. And I actually liked the working with the liver and on the liver also. So I did another fellowship, which was in Duke University, that was more concentrated about more complex cases of liver transplant and hepatobiliary practice for adult and pediatric age group, which that gave me more experience to work on the pediatric age group in this category of disease, like the liver tumors or the liver malignancy, liver benign disease. And also I got the experience to practice to learn the new technique about the reconstruction for biliary tree to build a new connection between the liver and the gut.
Very impressive, and we're glad you're here and offering this surgery. Dr. Zarora, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
That's Dr. Ahmad Zarora. For more information or to book an appointment, call 716-898-5001, 716-898-5001, or visit ecmc.edu. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is the True Care Healthcast from Erie County Medical Center. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.